right now. Time to bring in Pat Pagano, and I have to apologize, Pat. I should have given you my home number to call, because at my house, my cell phone does not always pick up because it gets a very, very faint signal. So I'm sorry I missed your call yesterday.
Well, that's quite all right, because I kind of figured it out. I said, you know, this can't be, you know, it just can't be brain surgery. And I went into the beginning, and I never had it on my original settings. Were never stereo. They were mono. So as soon as I hit mono, I was back to, you know, two tracks. Unfortunately, by the time I found that out, I had done all the MP3s already.
That's all right. I fixed mine for today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I figured you would.
It takes about
And I did do it, what you told me yesterday morning. You know, I tried that, and I said, uh-oh. I said, this is working just fine, but this is going to take much too much time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that was it. It was just a simple. So now from this point on, the MP3 should be back to two tracks, and all is well there. I wish I could say all is well with the weather, but that's not the case. We're under a slight risk of severe weather today and tonight. And the reason for it is a cold front right now in the lower Great Lakes. So we'll have some midday sunshine. I think, you know, for the most part, it's going to be kind of cloudy and hazy today. It'll get windy in the middle 80s. I think the showers and storms will come in by evening. And some could be severe. In the middle 60s tonight. But tomorrow, clouds, humid. Showers and a thunderstorm with the front stalling. Low 70s. Showers Friday, low 70s. A Saturday, some sun. I said maybe a shower. I'm not convinced of that at all. I think 80 to 85 will do it. And Sunday should be mainly sunny. Highs again, 80 to 85. So last summer weekend will be summer-like. No doubt about that. Week from today, autumn arrives at 3:21 p.m.
Autumn. It's such a nice word, because the minute you hear the word autumn, what do you think about?
I think about cold and snow.
See, I don't. When I hear autumn, I know it's the gateway to winter, but I think about the beautiful colored leaves on the trees. I really do. That's the first thing. Like when you say, let's go through all the seasons. Summer, hot, warm, beautiful. Can wear shorts, tees, okay? Autumn, beautiful trees. Unbelievable, beautiful, beautiful. Winter, cold, bitter. I hate it. It stinks. It's terrible. I want to go someplace warm. And spring, I made it through winter. those are the first things I think about when I hear those words.
They're very logical. Very, very logical. Excuse me. To me, when I think of fall, I think about, you're right. I think about the leaves changing first at the lake, and then, of course, here. And I also think about the nights up at the lake that are going to get cold, and I'm going to have to put on the propane fireplace to keep us warm during the night. But things are just, we won't get into that. There's such a mess up there. But in the meantime, I had a plumber come in yesterday because I don't know if I told you that my sink has been clogged up since last Thursday.
No.
Oh, yeah. I did a 20-foot snake 3 times. I could not get it to budge. Had a handyman come in last Friday. He did the same thing. He could not get it to budge. So I called the plumber, and he showed up yesterday morning. That was another reason why I wasn't able to call you at least earlier. He came in early this morning, yesterday morning, with a 65-foot electrical snake. He did it twice. Now, I'm up on a hill, so the sink is upstairs, kitchen sink. He could not get it to move. He said, do you know if the pipe goes down to your basement? I said, I don't have a basement. He said, well, downstairs. And I said, I remember a little door on the wall behind my TV. I have no idea what that's for. And he came down, he looked at it. And of course, there's the pipe. So now what do we have to do, Marshall? Not only do we have to move the TV out, but of course the surround sound and the speakers and the, you know, the whole bit. So do that. And he says to me, he goes, you know, as I open this nut here to the pipe, he says, water's going to come gushing out. He goes, and it's going to, you know, get over your walls and everything down here. I said, well, what can we do? And I thought, I said, how about I give you a piece of plastic tablecloth? Because that'll work. So we did that, snaked it from there, 65 feet, ladies and gentlemen. Puts the nut back on, goes back upstairs, runs the water, still didn't do it. He said, I don't know what's going on here. He said, I'm going to try it again from up here. 65 feet down, poor guy, from pulling the snake up, his right shoulder was killing him. Yeah. I mean, killing him. 2.5 hours later, after the fourth try, finally unclogged it. $257.
Well, it's better than digging up a whole water line.
I totally agree. I said, you know, it's well worth it. He was a really conscientious guy, and that's that. My air conditioning should be fixed on Friday. They called, and they said the park's coming in Thursday. They'll have the guys here on Friday to install that. So that should be fixed on Friday. And as we speak during the week, right now, they're supposed to be putting the new roof on the cabin because we have a leak up there as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What a week for you.
What a month.
Yeah, what an expensive month.
Very expensive. Very expensive month.
You know, you used a term that a lot of people nowadays don't know what it is just now.
What?
Handyman.
Handyman, yeah.
You know, you mentioned handyman to anybody probably 20 years and younger. They don't know what a handyman is.
Yeah. And that's a gentleman who knows enough about a lot of different things that can do work for you. And they're often a lot cheaper than hiring, quote, contractors.
Yeah. Your small jobs, like you need a patch in the wall, you need maybe a window replaced, you need what you just had, you need someone to come in. They do all these type of jobs, and that's what they do. They don't specialize in any one thing.
Right, and again, very often more than not, they do solve your problems that you have. So that does work. But This Saturday is our big annual dinner dance, and we spoke about this yesterday. We have 59 people attending, not including the band and the DJs. So it's going to be a very low-key dance. I hope everybody has fun and it doesn't seem like, we're at a funeral as opposed to a dance. So that's Saturday, and then we will resume shooting the movie Sunday and Monday.
I don't want any stories coming out of your section of the world.
Yeah.
Banquet causes COVID outbreak.
You're kidding.
We don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that story.
where was that?
No, I was talking about your get-together.
Oh, I thought there was, yeah. I'm hoping not. You know, a lot of people said, are you going to question them at the door whether or not they're vaccinated? I said, no, we don't have a right to.
No.
I said, the catering hall could do that.
Yep.
The catering hall could turn around and say to us, we need you to question everybody to see if they're vaccinated. But they didn't say that. So we cannot do that.
And at this particular point, no one's going to tell you the truth if they're not vaccinated. They're just not.
I think you're right. And again, folks, I think the people at risk here are the people that are not vaccinated. Because the people that are vaccinated, we could easily, catch the Delta virus. But most of us are not going to be as sick as people who are non-vaccinated. I say most of us, because we know there have been breakthrough cases where people with fully vaccinations have wound up in the hospital.
Well, after you, Pat, yesterday morning, I spoke with Dr. Mark Herko, who's the CEO for Sharon Hospital.
Yeah.
He got a case after, even though he was fully vaccinated. He was very, very, very sick for 3 weeks, and he was saying if he didn't have the vaccination, he would have been in big trouble.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I spoke to him yesterday after you, and he told me, 3 weeks out, he had to battle this, and he had a breakthrough case. And like I said, the way he felt and how bad he felt at one point, he knows that if he wasn't vaccinated, it would have been far, far worse. So,
Right. I mean, and that's it. I mean, and there have been some cases. I don't think there have been, Marshall. I don't think there have been any documented cases where fully vaccinated people have died because of getting COVID.
No, there have been, but those are fully vaccinated people that are that are very
compromised,
compromised and old, very, very old. Not just old like you and I in our 60s, late 60s, but, you know, upper than that. Yeah, there have been a few, but not many. But but you know, at this point, like I said, I just go. I wear a mask when I go in to buy something in a store.
You do.
And that's it. I just go about my business and I worry about myself. I don't worry about anybody else.
That's all you have to do.
And I'm done lecturing. I'm done lecturing. I'm not going to. I just don't lecture anymore.
Everyone has an opinion.
Yeah. And if you want to take your chance, take your chance. It's the way I look at it. It's you know, because now. It's, even though people make fun of masks, they work. They don't work 100%, but they work. So you know what?
They sure help, right? Let's put it this way: they can't hurt.
Yeah. That's it. So you know, we just go all out and see what happens. Yeah, we can't do any more than that. All right. So what's the weather going to be like on Thursday?
Thursday, I think we have, that's tomorrow, we have showers, maybe a thunderstorm, but for the most part, it's more showery than anything else.
All right, now I want to see where the Giants are playing next. I want to see where they're playing their next game, because they're on Thursday night. They're on Thursday night football. So I want to see if they're playing in an indoor. Week two, they're playing at Washington.
Washington, D.C.?
Yep.
They'll have showers and thunderstorms.
All right, so showers and thunderstorms.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. They're at Washington, the Washington football team. All right, so showers and thunderstorms. Well, what the heck.
Yep.
All right, Pat, I want you to have a better day today, and please, don't have anything else break.
Yes, you're right. Thank you. Thank you, Marshall. Everybody be safe. We'll see you tomorrow.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning and the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.